The opening comes after a BRICS summit held in the Russian city of Ufa earlier this month, where leaders from Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa talked about some final details of the multilateral lender. Chinese Finance Minister Lou Jiwei says the bank will gradually open up to include more developing nations and supplement the existing international financial system.
As a multilateral development bank initiated and established by the emerging markets, the NDB will focus more on the needs of developing countries, respect their national conditions, and better represent the developing countries' ideas.
The BRICS Bank, headquartered in Shanghai, has a capital base of $50 billion, and the number is expected to be double in the coming years.The money will be mainly used to cope with increasing demand of new infrastructure in developing countries and emerging economies, which sometimes have difficulties securing financing from other international lenders that are controlled by the world's developed economies. The NDB will also work closely with the Beijing-based Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, which has a similar mandate.The bank's new president, K.V. Kamath, a former executive with one of the largest private banks in India, says the BRICS Bank has decided to set up a hotline with the AIIB to strengthen cooperation between the two lenders.
We have decided to set up a hotline between ourselves so that we can talk to each other, so that we make sure that we have a common mind and a common approach. Because we believe that new institutions coming together with a completely different approach will truly lead to the development of not only the BRICS countries, but in the longer run, the entire development world.
The BRICS countries have also agreed to set up a $100 billion reserve fund to help members in the event of a liquidity crunch. China has pledged $41 billion to this fund, giving it the largest share of voting rights at 39.5%. Brazil, India, and Russia will each contribute $18 billion, while South Africa has promised $5 billion. The BRICS nations represent 42% of the world's population and account for over 30% of the world's GDP. For CRI, I'm Niu Honglin.